Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye. This Monday, August the 9th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the just-ended Olympic Games, and Zimbabwe's heroes.
According to the Ministry of Health, 74 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 437 tested positive. Almost 4,000 people have succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that more than 116,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year and 88,829 have recovered. There are currently almost 24,000 active COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe.
And the health ministry also reports that more than 1.8 million people have been received their first COVID-19 vaccine dose, and over a million people have received their second dose, with the country trying to head towards herd immunity, which will be 10 million people being vaccinated.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today conferred some medals of honor to some selected Zimbabweans identified by the government that they have excelled in their field or played a critical role in the country's liberation from white minority rule. Recipients included civil servants, civilians, and war veterans, and that includes Mrs. Auxilia Mnangagwa.
Zimbabwe is expected to commemorate Defence Forces Day tomorrow. Under the theme Defence Forces Creating a Conducive Environment for the Attainment of Vision 2013. And before we move along, we also saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa today extending by 2 weeks the current lockdown protocol that the country is in.
In other news, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games ended in Japan yesterday, where Zimbabwe was represented by Sports Minister Kirsty Coventry and golfer Vincent Scott. Most of the officials and Zimbabwean team members are back home. The team did not get any medals, even if some of them broke their own local records in different fields.
Yes, I spoke to Mr. Thabani Gonye, the president of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, earlier on, and he said they actually arrived in Harare today, the last delegation that had waited for the closing ceremony of the Olympics. The United States came first in the medals ranking, followed by China, Russia, Great Britain, Japan, Australia, Italy, Germany, Netherlands, and France. And in Africa, Kenya got the most medal. They actually managed to get 10 medals, followed by Egypt, which had 6, Uganda had 4, Ethiopia 4, and South Africa 3. And also to mention countries like Botswana, which got 1 medal in the bronze section. But we also saw the former president of Botswana pledging that he would be giving a cow to each of those that participated and got the bronze medal.
And we'll also be featuring tonight Patricia Davis, a member of the Zimbabwe hockey team, which won a gold medal at the 1980 Moscow Olympic Games. Yabogambe, Zuluganda Valinjani, Tinangapa Siapila. Yelamtanje ke sikhuluma nge-COVID-19, bese kusuka lokunye ke okumbalwa esiyathi sithi fahla-fahla, sibone ukuthi singaliphakulela okunjani. Okunye njalo sizakhuluma nge-Olympic Games esanda kugqitshwa khona ngale kwele Japan. Uzobuya ke lama qhawe esizwe lamhla ke bekuyi-Heroes Day kwele Zimbabwe. Xa sikhangela ke okwethu lolu hlangothi lwezempilakahle, luthi abantu abayi-74 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kuzobuya ke abayi-437 bahlolwe batholakala bele gciwane le-COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela kusukisela nyakenye, sokulabantu 4,000 esebabanjwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 babhubha. Kuzobuya ke okwamanje ke uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 116,000 abantu asebatestwa sukusela nje enyakenye batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abafika 88,829 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Okwamanje ke eZimbabwe kulabantu abedlula 24,000 abalomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ke uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi abantu asebajova eJackson okuqala bayidlula i 1.8 million kwele Zimbabwe, asebahlatshwa kwesibili bayidlula kancane i 1 million. Kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ezinye indaba, siboneke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa enika izicoco ezijiyeneyo ebantwini bakwele Zimbabwe, abanye ngabasebenzela uhulumende, kuzobuya ke labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko, labanye nje abantu abajiyeneyo. Kuthiwa ke abantu laba benza okubukekayo elizweni. So singazi ukuthi kuzala nkomoni, njengoba kulabanye abantu bathi kodwa khonokho ke bayakusola ngoba bathi kukhanya ngazani kulabanye ababandlululwayo kukho konke lokho. So ke sibone njalo ke ukuthi kuzayenziwa kusasa khonokho ke ukuthi kuthakazelelwe usuku lwebutho, i-National Defense Forces Day. So ke khonapho ke bazama ukuthi bathi khona ibutho lisebenze kakhulu kwezithi nxa kufika u-2030 kubonakala ukuthi lalo lifakile lukufakileyo njalo kuyasebenzeka. Siza kuphinda futhi sikhokhelo nkosikazi Patricia Davis waya ku-1980 Olympic Games silaye namhlanje khonapha. Sizikhangela ke kuma-Olympic Games aphelileyo agqitshwe izolo khona ngale eTokyo kwele Japan. Siyabona ke ukuthi amazwe athiyeneyo athole izinto ezithize. Nxa sikhangela ke kwizicoco, siyabona ukuthi eleMelika yilo lithole phela izicoco eziningi, lilandelwa ke lilizwe lakwaseChina, kuzobe iRussia, iGreat Britain, iJapan, iAustralia, iItaly, iGermany, Netherlands, neFrance. So kunjalo ke zulukandaba. Yeah. Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk musi wemuvhuro August 9 unova zvakare musi weHeroes kana kuti weMagamba. Aiwa, nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura nezvakawanda tisingakanganwi kuti pachiri nedenda guru reCOVID-19. Uyezve taona nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti pachange pari kuwedzerwa nemavhiki maviri iyeye vari kuti iyo lockdown measures ari munyika pari zvino. Asi tombotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro vasvika ivo pa-437, vanhu vakashaya vari pa-74. Asi kubvira denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu 4,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Totarira zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino pano vanhu vanodaudzira 116,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tichitarisa kuti vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March togadzirisa ipapo vasvika ivo pa-4,000 vanhu vashaya kubva denda iri ratanga muna March. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari panguva inoyi, kana kuti vamwe vaye vari kutorarama nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vari pa-24,000 munyika pari zvino. Totarira vakabatwa nedenda iri vanodaudzira 88,000. Tozotarisa isu nyaya yekuti pane chirongwa chephase B chekubaya vanhu nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1.8 million vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba yavo yekutanga, kwozosvikawo 1 million vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dzese idzodzi dzinodikanwa kuti munhu anofanira kutora nhomba mbiri kuti awanikwe iye achizvichengetedza kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarisa zvakare kune zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika nhasi. Taona mutungamiri wenyika zvakare ari iye kuHeroes Acre, uko taona vachipa mamenduru kune vamwe vakaita mabasa muZimbabwe vavari kuti vakaita mabasa anonwisa mvura vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana varwi vegundu yerusununguko, vamwewo vari kuita mabasa akasiyana-siyana, uyezve nevamwewo vanoita zvemitambo nevamwe vanoita zvenhau. Mangwana Zimbabwe ichange iine zuva rine chiuto uyezve dinginzira regore rino pazuva iri vari kuti iro rinenge rikunzi nderekugadzirira yatingati nzira yekufambisa zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vasvike ivo pavision 2030. Tombotarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumakwikwi eOlympics anga ari kuTokyo uyezve akawanikwa achipera iwo nezuro. tirikuona kuti makwikwi ayanga ari kuitirwa kuJapan asi Zimbabwe haina kukwanisa kunge ichibuda nemamenduro kubva kumakwikwi aya. Tinoona kuti pane vakaenda vachiita zvekubhuguja Donata Katai akawanikwa achibudawo zvakanaka hake mune zvaanga achikuita Ngoni Makusha anoita zvekumhanya. Takaona zvakare Scott Vincent anoita iye zvekutamba gorofu. Iyezve pane ava vakaenda kuchiitiko ichi panga paine gurukota rezvemitambo Casey Coventry uyo akambouyawo munyika nemamenduru mushure mekunge awanikwa iye achiwanikwa achituwina zvakanwisa mvura. Saka ndiye akambowanikwa iye achiuya munyika nemamenduru. Tombotarisa mamiriro akaita nyaya iyoyi yemamenduru pari zvino. Tinoona kuti nyika yeAmerica ndiyo ine mamenduru akawanda pari zvino ichiteerwa iyo neChina, yozoteerwa neRussia, Britain, Japan, Australia, Italy neGermany, Netherlands neFrance. Totarisa muAfrica tinoona kuti nyika yeKenya ndiyo yakawanikwa iyo ichibuda nemamenduru akawanda, vakakwanisa kuwana mamenduru 10 ichizoteerwa neEgypt ine 6, Uganda ine 4, Ethiopia ine 4 neSouth Africa ine 3. Asi totarisa zvakare kuti nyika yeBotswana vakawanikwa ivo vachiwana menduru yebronze pakumhanya kwavakaita. Uyezve mutungamiri aimbova mutungamiri vakama vemunyika iyi vakati ivo vachapa mombe imwe kune ava vakaenda vachinoita kumhanya uku, zvakafadza veruzhinji. Saka tichange tiine hurukuro nevamwe vakambopindawo mumitambo iyoyi yemaOlympics. Uyezve tichanzwa kubva kune mutori wenhau Muzi Hadebe awanikwa vachitipawo pfungwa dzake pamusoro pemaonero aakaita mitambo iyi yemaOlympics kuti ari kuona kufamba kwakaita Africa kwakamira sei, uyezve kuti zvii zvingaitwe neZimbabwe mugadziriro yayo yeFrance 2024 kuti iwanikwe ichiita, kuitira kuti Zimbabwe iwanikwewo ichizounzawo mamenduru sezvatakaona zvichimboitika apo paive naCasey Coventry aiita iye zvekubhaguja.
Yes, marvelous. You had an interview with Frederick Ndlovu, who was the chef de mission or head of the delegation to the Olympics. So let's start with that, and then we will then talk about other issues. So let's start with Ndlovu, who tells us exactly what is going on in Zimbabwe right now, because there are some people who are saying, you know, getting back without any medals is sort of like very treacherous. But there's others who are saying, at least the players, or let me say the athletes, try their best. So let's hear what Ndlovu says about all this.
Abadlali bethu akade beseTokyo eJapan hayi benze kuhle kakhulu ngoba konke bayidlulile esingathi ngama-best records abo ababelawo bengakayi kumdlalo le. And omunye wabo uPeter othiwa ugcine ifaka enye esingathi national record entsha ekubhukutsheni. Ngakho-ke siyajabula kakhulu njengelizwe leZimbabwe, kodwa umsebenzi omkhulu osimeleleyo phambili ngoba umnyaka owodwa usuke wadliwa umkhuhlane lo magciwane lawe e-COVID. Ngakho sesisalele iminyaka emithathu ukuthi silungiselele for iParis 2024. Ngakho-ke ngalokho nje kutho ukuthi hhayi i-holiday vele ayikho, ikhefu alikho, so kumele vele siqalise kathesi ukulungiselela iParis 2024 xa ukuthi kumele sithole nje imendulo eziqakathekileyo. Ngakho-ke njengeZimbabwe Olympic Committee kunyanga le ezayo kaSeptemba silakho lokho kuthiwa abathi i-strategic plan for the next 4 years. Yona i-short term, then sizabe silungiselela futhi i-medium term yabe ikhangelela ama-Olympics ka-2028 and the long term ka-2032. Ngakho-ke okwakathesi kumele sikhangelisise, sikhwisise, sizama ama-scientific methods and le technology le-research ukukhangela ukuthi esikwenzileyo kusithethe kwasifikisa ngathi. Ngakho ukuthi siqhubeke from lapho esikhona kathethi siya phambili sizenza njani. Ngakho-ke okusobala yikuthi abadlali bethu kumele sibasekele kakhulu ngezimali ngemicimbicimbi yokusebenzisa ukulungiselela imidlalo yabo etshiyeneyo. Ngakho-ke silamazwe anjengabo-South Africa eMzansi lapha abalama-high performance centers, yikho sikhalele khona ukuthi hhayi kumele sibe labudlelwane babo ukuthi sigijimisele abadlali bethu khona ngale, ukwenzela ukuthi sibasukise kulapho abayikho khona esigaba esikhona, sibakhweze ukuthi bebe lawawo amandla ukuthi hhayi benganqoba kwimidlalo ebuya e-2020 Olympics. Senjalo futhi kuyamele ukuthi sikhayelele ukuthi njengeZimbabwe Olympic Committee singazama ukuthi sidinge izimali ezithize kwenza ukuthi singezelele kulokhu kade silakho, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi khona besilabadlali abahlanu, kodwa-ke kungaba ngcono ukuthi nxa singaba labadlali abangamashumi amahlanu kusiya phezulu, hhayi kwenza ukuthi kube nehlonzi ebadlalini esibahambisa kwimidlalo le phezulu.
Ye, ubona ngani uNkulunkulu lingakwenza njani ukuthi lidinge babe baningi abadlali kulokuthi lihambise kuphela abahlanu? Kambe kusekelwa njani? Le mali iyatholakala yini amafitshane khona?
Umsebenzi lo singeke siwubeke kuhlandla elilodwa. Umsebenzi lo kumele siwubeke kuwona ama-athletes, kuma-clubs abadlalelayo, kuma-national federations abakuwo. Lathi-ke iZimbabwe Olympic Committee, i-sports commission, layo ihulumende yeZimbabwe. So kumele sihlale phansi ndawonye sihluze ukuthi singenza njani ukuncedisa abadlali bethu, ngoba sonke sile role to play in the development yama-athletes ethu la. So kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhuthaze, sikhulume nehulumende, sikhulume neministry yethu ukuthi singenza njani ukwenza ukuthi sincedise abadlali bethu. Yikho siza kwenza khonokho, ngoba lani linje Dube njengabantu abaphethe eze-information, lani lile role yethu okumele liyidlale eyiyo yona leyo yenzayo kajesu ukuthi lazise usapho lokhu leZimbabwe imbambeko esilazo lo futhi la iZimbabwe jikelele ilayo ihlanzi okumele lilenze lama-private companies okumele ancedise ukwenza ukuthi sikhuphuke njengelizwe sindawonye.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Ndlovu, Frederick Ndlovu. He is in Zimbabwe right now, and he's talking a lot about what has to happen in Zimbabwe if the country has to succeed. Because he says, that only 5 athletes, but they need to improve from those 5 athletes. And therefore, they are going to hold a meeting in which they are going to craft a strategic plan for 2024 Paris Games, and then 2028 and 2032 Olympic Games as well. So he says, all associations will be roped in so that they can come out with something tangible. And then they will include maybe going to South Africa, where there are good high-performance venues or centers for athletes. And at the end of the day, he says, it's all about funding. So they'll look around, talk to companies, and get as many as 50 athletes to start with so that they can maybe train them until 2024. So he says, companies, individuals, and people like you who are reporting can do a lot in terms of highlighting what they'll be doing. That's where we are today.
Aiwa kwenda tirikunzwa kubva kuna Frederick Ndlovu vanova chef de mission kana kuti vanga varivo vanga vari kutungamira vatambi vanga vari kumakwikwi emaolympics, saka vari kuti vane gadziriro yekuitira kuti pawanikwewo rubatsiro ruchibva kune vemabhizimisi, uyezve vari kutarisira ivo kuti vachigadzirira kuti vapinde muna France 2024 vange vaine vatambi vakati wandei. Vataura zvakare kuti vatori nemusangano wavari kuda kupinda kuitira kuti vazive zvakabuda kubva kumakwikwi iwaya kuti vaenderere mberi negadziriro yakasimba. Ndawanikwa zvakare tichitaura nava Thabani Gonye vanova ivo mutungamiriri weZimbabwe Olympic Committee vati ivo vasvika kuZimbabwe nhasi, uyezve ivo negurukota rezvemitambo amai kana kuti muzvarekesi Coventry avo vatakaona vachiuya nemamenduru kubva kumaolympics avakambopinda munguva yapfuura vasvikawo zvakare munyika muzuva ranhasi, uyezve vataurawo pamusoro penyaya yemusangano mukuru iwoyu wanga wokutaurwa navandlovu kuti zvakakosha kuti pave nekudyidzana nemakambani, uyezve kuti hurumende iwanikewo ichipindira mugadziriro yenyaya yekugadzirira for France 2024. Asinda wana shakari mkana ukutawura ne mumwe anona iye nation mutambo anga akatarisa zviri kuitika ikoko kuma Olympics kuti atipewo pfungwa dzake kuti sei Zimbabwe isina kunyatsobuda zvakanaka uye zvekuti akaona sei mafambiro kana kuti matambiro akaita dzimwe nyika kuma Olympics uku manzwa tichitaura nyaya yemamenduru kuti inyika dzipi dzakawana mamenduru akawanda uyezve Kenya ndiyo yakawanikwa ichibuda nemamenduru akawandisa regai timbokupai zvakataura naMuzi Hadebe achitaura iye pamusoro pemaonero ake emafambiro akaita maOlympics aya.
Muzi wetu Hadebe akaudzi dzagara dzichiita mushe kana dzaenda kumaOlympics dzaendera mberi dzichiperforma ikafanika vana Kenya. Kenya tinoziva kuti vanenge vachikoshesa zvikuru athletics vatarisa uone pamaratoni nemasprint events vaita mushe kuti vange vachiwana mamedal. Kuzoti dzimwe nyika vofanika vana Egypt vanogara vakatarisira masport fanika vana judo na weightlifting. Saka vanenge vakatotageta kuti vange vachiwana mamedals ipapo. Asi tinoona kudisappointa kwaita nyika fanika South Africa. South Africa yagara ichinetsa sterek panyaya dzeswimming asi parizvino haina kuti inge ichiita mushe iyezve yakawanawo 3 mamedals.
Mungati chii chiri kunetsa? Takatarisa Zimbabwe tichiona kuti parizvino hapana mamenduru avakauya nawo.
Zvimwe zvinotinetsei ndezvekuti masport mazhinji anoti vanhu vakwanisa kuti vange vachienda kuOlympics ikoko haisi nyika inenge yanyatsoinvesta kuti maathletes ange achiita mushe. Ukatarisa muno muZimbabwe takamboita mushe kumaOlympics apo Kirsty Coventry aienda kuti anga achinomirira nyika. Asi Kirsty kazhinji kazhinji aitobatsirwa nemhuri yekwake iyezve nemascholarships aizowana. Isusu tozocelebrata kuti tawana medal asi ukanyatsoorongorora noona kuti anenge ari mapersonal investments kana kuti ari mainvestment aiitwa nefamili yemaathleti wawa. Saka isisu seAfrica tinofanira kuti tinge tichinyatsoinvesta kuti tibatsire maathletes edu kuti ange achienda kunoperforma zvakanaka. Iyezve zvimwe zvakanyatsokoshesa ndezvekuti tinge tine masports atinoziva kuti tinonyatsoita target kuti tinge tichitarisira kuti ndopatinogwana kuwana medal. Ndozvinoitwa nana Kenya vanoziva kuti yawe athletics. Saka vanotoisa masimba ese ipapo athletics kuti vange vachiprepare maathletes avo. Asi ndinokufara kukuru nekwaita team yekuBotswana yerelay tinoona kuti akauya nemedal. Iyezve ndinokufara futi neizwe zvaitiwa paathletics neNamibia. Tanga tisina kuzitarisira asi zvatifadza sterei kuti vange vachiwanawo mamedal. Asi sports commission iyezve neZimbabwe committee iyezve nesport in general fanika muno muZimbabwe vanotofanira kuti vagare pasi vange vachiona kuti vanotsvaga maathletes even vamwe vari kubva kumamisha kuti vange vachitrainwa kuti vaitise nemazwe. Asi tinoona kuti tiri panguva yeCovid iyezve most of maathletes edu anenge achibva kuzvikoro fanika kunana swimming up kuti vange vachitraina nemazwe zvatinetsei iyezve kuti vakwanise kuti vange vachiwana matimes ekumaOlympics.
We're hearing there Gibbs from Adebe, who is a sports analyst based in Bulawayo, who was just giving his take on how Africa actually performed. So he says he was really impressed by Kenya and also by Namibia and also by Botswana, because he said, you know, but he was, you know, cautioning that Zimbabwe needs to also step up and ensure that they have more players roped in from all over the country, including the rural areas, but that funds need to be availed to make sure that these athletes are trained and are able to then participate in the Olympics.
Yes, marvelous. I think we still have Mr. Ndlovu with us, Frederick Ndlovu. Let's hear from him what he's saying about the Olympic Games. So there we are.
With the Olympic Committee, generally we are happy, very happy with the performance of our young athletes since this was their debut appearance at the Olympics. A number of them broke their personal best records and even set a national record. So this is commendable and very encouraging to us as a nation and as an organization. So we are looking at supporting our athletes because we've already lost a year to COVID, and we now need to quickly prepare for Paris 2024. So it is very clear that we need to take our athletes to high performance centers because we don't have them here in Zimbabwe. So a lot of collaborations and the interactions will be done during the Games. And as I speak, the president and the CEO are still in Tokyo, you know, making engagements with other national federations that can be of help to Zimbabwe, where we can establish, you know, collaborations and have some MOUs. So in the short term, this is what we are looking at. But as Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, we are having our strategic plan session in September, where we will look at all these issues that need to be done for us to take the country to the next level.
So as far as you see Zimbabwe right now, you didn't get any medals, but you are saying that you're planning to have a bigger kind of focus in terms of your strategic planning. So at the end of the day, what will make a sport to improve in Zimbabwe so that you get many athletes instead of sending only five to Paris 2024?
Clearly, I think we're all in agreement that the number of athletes or disciplines that represented the country don't do justice to the talent that we have in Zimbabwe. So clearly, you know, as a nation, we must put our heads together and find a way of identifying those athletes that are highly talented. It is not necessarily for 2024, but Paris 2024 is short term. We should have medium term for 2028 and long term for 2032. So as Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, we're going to make sure that we try as much as possible to bring all the other facets of the support structures for athletes together in the charted way forward.
So naturally, when you go for such big events and you don't get any medals, you get disappointed. Are you disappointed?
No, not disappointed, but I see a lot of, I like being positive. Whilst I appreciate the fact that we do not get the medals, but I'm very much aware that these don't come overnight. They need a lot of preparation. They need a lot of hard work. They need a lot of resources. So the performance of our young athletes is very encouraging. And I'm sure when we sit down as a nation, all the key stakeholders will all be in agreement that we need to support our athletes if ever we entertain any hopes of reaping, you know, medals. So we, as I speak, like I said earlier on, the president and the CEO are still in Tokyo. They are making a lot of engagement, especially with those countries that have high performance centers. Because in the short term, this is the only practical thing that we can do to take our athletes to high performance centers, because this cannot be built overnight.
So now, looking at the financial constraints, we know that you need sponsors and all those kind of things. And there's COVID-19. How do you think you can craft something, you know, out of this COVID-19 to make, you know, athletics sound attractive to sponsors?
I think we need now to accept that this is the new normal. We cannot continue to live under the disguise that there's COVID-19 and nothing can be done. The Olympics has now been held at the peak of the third wave, which follows that we can still survive under COVID-19. So we have issues like vaccination. We see that in Europe, a lot of football is now being played with almost full capacity stadium because people are vaccinated. So those are some of the areas with the input, you know, of our medical teams that we're going to be exploring to ensure that probably our athletes are fully vaccinated so that they can have access to some of these high performance centers.
And finally, what is your last word let me say, your final word to Zimbabweans?
My final word to the nation is that thank you very much for your unwavering support that we enjoyed. Thank you very much to our athletes for that splendid performance. That is so encouraging. That has given us the new vigor to continue to serve them. And I also want to thank the ministry and the government of Zimbabwe for the financial support that they gave us for Tokyo 2020.
So that is Frederick Milovu, who is in Harare. So he's talking really about what happened to the Zimbabwean team. And he says maybe in the near future, they may do better than what they did, because he says there's definitely need for planning. So now I hope my colleague, Mabelas Mlanganyawuye, will join me shortly, because she seems to be having a bit of a network issue there. Mabelas, are you back? Right. So I was basically talking to Lovu there about what has to be done, you know, in the near future. And he says there is need to really plan. He says planning is the major thing that they can do right now, because what they're aiming at is not only 2024 in the Paris Games, but 2028 and 2032 as well. So he says, please, Zimbabweans, help us.
Yes, I think, Gibbs, those were the same sentiments that were also echoed by the sports analyst, Mozwetu Habebe, saying that it's very important for Zimbabwe to go back to the drawing board and plan, and not to leave, most of these expenses to be shouldered by athletes themselves. He gave the example of Kirsty Coventry and how she came and brought medals from her swimming, but she had literally been supported by her family and also money from scholarships. So also speaking to Mr. Thabani Gonya, the president of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, I think, you know, he actually also said, you know, they are going to go back to the drawing board, and they are going to also be engaging the government and major stakeholders like sports associations and the corporates to ensure that they start planning, is what Mr. Ndlovu is saying there, to ensure that they are not only planning for France 2024, but future Olympic Games. So, you know, we'll see, and wait to see what happens on there. Saka kutanga tirikunzwa kubva kuna vandlovu vanga varikutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti Zimbabwe iwanikwe iyo ichigara pasi uyezve ichibatana nevamwe vakadai semakambani ari munyika, hurumende, nemasports association kana kuti vanoita zvemitambo, kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwana hwaro hwekugadzirira kune mamwe maolympics achauya akadai seFrance 24 uyezve kune mamwe anozouya emakore anotevera. Vataura ivo kuti shuwiro yavo ivo seZimbabwe Olympic Committee uyezve semunhu angari kuwanikwa achitungamira vatambi vakaenda kumaolympics, kuti pawanikwe ipo pachiwedzerwa uwandu hwevatambi vanogona kunge vari kuenda kumaolympics anotevera. Nokuti tinoona kuti Zimbabwe yakakwanisa kuendesa vatambi vashanu pamaolympics achangobva kupera kuTokyo kuJapan, asi vari kuti ivo shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti kuwanikwe paine vamwe vatambi vanobvawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo, uyezve kuti uwandu hwevatambi aya hurambe huchiwedzereka.
Yes, Marvelous has promised. We've got Patricia Davis, who is now 65 years old and is in Harare. She is one of the golden girls. They actually thrashed many teams in Russia in 1980. And, you know, she says she's got a gold medal with her. But what she was not too happy about is that there's no monetary value to that gold. But what she's happy about is she got the gold, you know, and she says that's the ultimate thing in Olympics. So let's listen to this interview that I did with Marvelous. It's something that is, you know, she's telling us everything about, you know, how she felt.
We were invited to the games when a lot of other teams actually pulled out. So it was a last minute thing. So we'd actually been training for a competition in South Africa. And then when we were invited to the Olympics, obviously we accepted that with absolute joy. And then we started training a few months before we left. And because we played on grass, we'd never seen AstroTurf. We had to sort of change our whole training program around to, you know, so that we'd be able to play the game.
So you left in a very funny way in terms of the transport that you're using. Did you use a plane that was full of meat and stuff?
Okay, I don't know too much detail 40 years ago, but I do know we went on a Dakota, which is like, it's an army plane, and where you sit looking at each other. So you get strapped in looking at each other, and there's a whole lot of stuff in the middle. I don't know what was there, but it was some sort of delivery plane, but I don't remember having meat on it, but it could have had.
Now you were in Russia. What happened when you got to Russia?
We were picked up with the bus, and we had very strict security. When we arrived in the village, we were they checked all our luggage very, very thoroughly, even took out toothpaste and tasted it to make sure, I suppose, drugs or whatever they were testing for. But it was very, very strict. And then when we arrived, we were shown to our rooms. We unpacked and everything. And then, of course, we were very excited and went around the village looking at things. And that's when we bumped into a whole lot of other athletes who absolutely amazed us, because we were just Zimbabweans.
How did you feel when you went into the games?
We hadn't played any international hockey in years, other than playing against South Africa. So for us, it was like really, really exciting to have any kind of national game. And especially when, you know, we'd never played with those and on turf, and it was a very, very different game. It was actually polygrass, I believe. And for us, it was, it was such an experience.
And you managed to beat very big teams. You know, you really beat them, and the rest is history, right? Tell us a bit about you playing against those kind of big teams, you know?
Yeah, well, there was a boycott, so there were a lot of teams that weren't there. But for us, playing against, like, Russia, who'd been training for years, I believe, and also had played other internationals, that to us was an absolute honor to beat them. And playing against the other sides, I mean, we'd never come against any of that competition, not while I was playing anyway.
Well, playing against some big teams, you know, Czechoslovakia, the Soviet Union, India, Austria, and Poland. So how was it to play against those big countries?
Well, we didn't know how any of them played, because in those days you didn't have internet and so that you could watch all the teams you're playing. You literally went there blind, and so you didn't know about their speed, about their tactics or anything. So when we went on the field, it was literally we had to just play and pick up how they played very quickly and try to counteract that.
And you did, actually, you did very well against all the teams, and you ended up winning the gold medal. Tell us a bit about the excitement and, you know, featuring in those games.
Well, every game we went to, it was, for us, it was like a bonus if we won. And so we only really got excited when we saw that there was a chance of actually winning a medal. And then, especially when we beat Russia, then we knew we were in a chance to win a medal. So it depended on our last game. If we won, it was gold. If we drew, it was silver. And if we lost, it was bronze. So, we were over the moon about that.
And what was the driving force, you know, behind you saying, okay, we are going to get a medal here? What was driving you at that time?
Our team had played together for a long time. We were boycotted around, so we weren't allowed to play in any of the big competitions. So I think we learned a lot from playing against South Africa we used to play in all their inter-provincial tournaments, and that was of a very, very high standard. So for us, that's what kept us at a top level. Like after the Olympics, we went to the America Cup, and you know, we were playing your top sides. You know, England, Great Britain, should I say, Germany, Holland, all those, Australia, all those top sides, and you know, and we didn't disgrace ourselves in any way at all. I think we came fifth out of 10.
Marvelous, Patricia Davis, lo kulumayo, uti ngesikhathi bona be Olympics basebenza kakhulu ku hockey. Bathola ke i-gold medal yabo kodwa behamba besiya khona ngale Russia bahamba phakathi kweplane yakhumbula amadakota akudala lami ayesetshenziswa ngesikhathi sempi so ke kulabanye babesithi babengene kuplane leyi ithwele inyama nokunye okuthiyeneyo kodwa uthi hayi yena inyama akazange ayibone kodwa ke babebotshelwe ezitulweni besenza khonokho so uthi befika khona ngale ke e-Russia kwaba kuningi abakubhekane lakho kodwa ke babengatrainanga kangako babengalolongwanga so bayizilungiselela kutsha bazisayikha imind kwaze thi basebenze kuhle so kuthi bagcina bekwenze khonokho basebelithola-ke i-gold medal kodwa uthi kwasetshenzwa atsho kwakudlala amavelasi
apho sangathi kunzwa kubva kune mumwe akamboita iye mitambo iyoyi yema-olympics vakawanikwa ivo vari pakati kemagolden girls vehockey avo vakawanikwa vachitora menduru yegold pakaitwa maolympics ekurussia vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vakafamba nechikopokopo kana ndege inonzi dakota uyezve vakawanikwa ivo vachisvika kurussia vasinganyatsoziva kuti nekuti ivo kuno kuzimbabwe kwavanga vari vaitambira patingati pai patsangadzi asi uko kwanga kuri patef saka vanga vari kuti vanga vasati vajaira kuti unotamba sei paastra tef iyi asi vakabatana semadzimai vakawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachitamba zvinonwisa mvura uyezve vati ivo sekuona kwavo vanga vasingazivi kuti vachazosvika kuti vatore menduru yegorudhe sezvo vaiona kunge vamwe vanga varipo vanga vari kutamba neunyanzvi kuvakunda asi sezvinei vakawanikwawo vachitamba zvakanaka zvinonwisa mvura vakatora gorudhe menduru yegorudhe uyezve tichitarisa kuti iyi yanga iri 1980 inova iyo gore riya rakawana kuchitonga kuzere kwezimbabwe saka pakave nekufara kwakanyanya chaizvo sezvo vatambi ava vakakwanisa ivo kuenda vakanomirira nyika yezimbabwe uyezve vakadzoka ikoko vaine menduru yegorudhe
marvelous let's hear more from her you know she's saying a lot about what happened thereafter and let's just hear from her
the emotion was huge I can't really explain it. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So proud to be a Zimbabwean holding a medal, so proud to be with your friends and then all your family and friends at home. It was just, you know, you were kind of doing it for everybody. Everybody. It was amazing. For me, it was unbelievable. I'm sure for the rest of the team the same.
Was there any monetary value to the gold medal, or it was just some kind of, you know, some pride, you know, in having it?
It's total pride, definitely pride. You know, even if I don't think people sell gold medals, they're once in a lifetime things for people, you know, small countries like us. It's how do you explain it? Every year here we have a tournament at the schools and it's called the Golden Girls and we take our medals out and we present the prizes. We invited guests. So that's sort of what it means to this country.
And you still have the gold medal, right?
I still have the gold medal and I still coach hockey. And I coach a side that's, you know, playing in these tournaments. So it's like giving back to the sport.
Right. So after winning the gold medal and you returned to Zimbabwe, what happened at the airport? How many people came to, you know, welcome you? And how was the feeling, you know?
The airport was full. We had a red carpet. It was very special. There were all our friends and family, and obviously greeted by the Ministry of Sport and, you know, a lot of other people. I mean, I can't remember 40 years ago, to be honest, you know. But stepping off that plane and to meet all your people at home, you're just so proud. You're proud that you got the medal. You're proud that you're going to share it with your country.
And so,
and you're putting Zimbabwe on the map, aren't you?
Yes, yes, yes. And so now you're back in the country. What happened after coming back to Zimbabwe, you know, over the years? Just a brief kind of, you know, what you went through and all those kind of things.
Yeah, well, sadly, not long after I played in the America Cup, I actually got really badly injured. So I couldn't play. I think I played another 3 or 4 years after the Olympics, and then I couldn't play. I had a very bad knee injury. So I then started coaching at school level, club level, national level. And I did that for quite a few years. And then I started doing lawn bowls because I actually couldn't play any other sport. I couldn't play golf, tennis, anything with my knee. So, and then I was fortunate enough to play for Zimbabwe and play in, you know, the Africa states around Africa. And then my knee started getting problems again, so I had to give up that other than socially. And then 10 years ago, I started coaching at a senior school here. I hadn't coached for years, and I've been coaching them for about 12 years now. And then plus I've been doing the Zim Under 21 tour to Chile, and now I'm doing the Zim Ladies, and I'm trying to give back while I can, but I'm going to retire soon. Yeah, definitely.
So you are in the Hockey Association of Zimbabwe, right?
No, I'm not in the Hockey Association. I'm just a coach. Yeah, which we do for volunteer. You know, we do it voluntary. We don't get paid for coaching your national sides or things like that.
So when we make a reflection of what you did in Russia, you know, some 40 something years ago, can you say that really that changed your life, or your life didn't change at all?
No, it did change my life. I think the best thing was that we were now Zimbabwe, and we could now play international hockey again. We'd lost a lot of time and a lot of years not being able to play. So that was exciting that we could actually, play other countries, which obviously, sadly, again, then we lost a lot of hockey players. The numbers dwindled because it's expensive, and you've got to pay for yourself. So, you know, some people had to stop playing, and lots of people left the country. So it was very sad.
So can you say that you benefited anything from hockey?
Yes. Meeting wonderful people, lots of friends. Lots of, it's any kind of sport that you make so many friends. You you can travel, you go to different countries, you meet other teams. You know, it's I love the social part of the sport as well.
What makes a good hockey player?
Dedication, hard work, commitment, not being selfish. And yeah, these days it's very different these days to what when we played. But those are the sort of things you've got to be totally committed to your team and for yourself, you know. So, and you've got to put on a lot of work.
Yes.
Drills, everything. Yeah.
Are there any do's and don'ts?
Well, for me, I'm a bit old school. I don't, there's a few don'ts. And that is, one of them is appealing all the time because, you know, when we played, you only had 11 hockey players. You weren't, and you had two reserves. So you didn't have people to take your place all the time. You had to play the whole game. And you didn't get drink breaks. You had your half time. And if you were misbehaving, like, you know, things have changed. Okay. I'm not saying it's misbehaving. I'm just saying it's different. Then, yeah, you were sent off, and then you never came back on again. If you were injured, you were sent off. You were taken off. You never came back on. As soon as your reserve came back on, your game was finished. So it was very different. You had to learn to play a whole game with one half, you know, literally one half as a break. So you had to do a lot of your own thinking. I think that was a big thing as well. I think sometimes, especially at maybe school level, you rely a lot on your coaches instead of making your own decisions. And, you know, I think especially in sort of in this part of the world.
Yes, that is Patricia Davis, and she was so open with so many things, marvelous. You know, she is a person who said she ended up retiring because of one or two issues. But at the end of the day, she believes that she did what she did. And ikoloko is Rugandaba. Esikhuluma khona bakelo Patricia Davis, owaye ku 1980 Olympic Games. So, ngokukhuluma kwakhe sithi kunengi ababekwenza khona ngale kule Russia. Bathe sebesuka sebuyele ekhaya, bagcwala abantu e-airport lapho ke abantu babebahlangabeza khona. So, uthi kwakumnandi okunye okumangalisayo. Kodwa ke uthe sele minyaka emithathu kwele Zimbabwe evela kuma-Olympics, walimala idolo. Wayedlala ke ku-American Cup, lapho ke walimala idolo, wagcina engasayenelisi ukuthi adlale umdlalo we-hockey. Kodwa wagcina senza ke leyo okuthiwa yi-lawn bowling, lakho wayekwenzela nje ukuthi achithe isikhathi. Kodwa ke uthi ke into enkulu ngomuntu oku-hockey ikuzimisela, ikuzikomitha simple ukuthi uzinikele ukuthi lapha ngizakwenza noma kanganani, nokusebenza nzima kuze ugcine uzuza konke okuzuzayo. So uthe kumnandi kakhulu ukubamba igolide, ukuthi leli ligolide elithole ku-Olympics njalo litholele ilizwe leZimbabwe. Napho bunandi khona lapho, marvelous.
Aiwapo tsanga tirikunzwa kubva kune mumwe mutambi akawanikwa iye achitamba hockey mugore ra1980 kuRussia kumaOlympics. Ari kutaura iye kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu kana wafunga kuti upinde mumitambo iyoyi uwanikwe iwe wakazvininipisa, uyezve usingawanikwe uri munhu anokurumbidza kuora mwoyo. Nokuti ari kuti iye kuti vachibva kunge vabva kumaOlympics uku vakawanikwa vachimboenda vachiedza kuti varambe vachitamba asi vakazokuwara. Iye zvinezvi vaakuita vanoti lawn bowling, uyezve vari kuwanikwa ivo vachidzidzisa vamwe kune zvimwe zvikoro zvemunyika yeZimbabwe. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti vakafara zvikuru mukuwanikwa vachibata iyo menduru yegoridhe. Uyezve vari kuti ivo vakafara nyanya nekuti vakakwanisa kunge vachidadisa nyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti mushure mekunge Zimbabwe yawana goridhe iyoyi kumaRussian Olympics, vanhu vese vanga vakuziya nezvenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi kurudziro yavo nyanya vari kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu uzvishingise, nekuti matambiro asiyana akuitwa mazuva ano. Vati panguva yavo ivo pavaitamba kwanga kusina iya inombonzi bureki yekuenda kuchimbononwa mvura womboitwa zvimwe zvakadaro daro. Saka munhu waitamba kubvira panotamba panotanga mutambo wotamba kusvika mutambo wapera, zvaireva kuti unofanira kunge uyi wakasimba uyezve wakazvininipisa. Asi vati ivo chishuviro chavo ndechekuti vachidzorerawo zvavakawana kubva mumutambo uyu vachipawo vari kukura pari zvino.
Yes, marvelous. I think for today with the air, I think we have come to the end of the Olympics. And then let's just briefly talk about the National Heroes Holiday. So we know that Zimbabwe, in Zimbabwe today, is a National Heroes Day. And tomorrow there will be a Defense Forces Day. So with the theme, the kind of empowerment initiative towards 2030. So now we also had some people that we talked to concerning the heroes of Zimbabwe. And some people are saying, you know, the declaration of heroes is still a controversial issue, and the awarding of these medals is another controversial issue. So abantu ke lokho besithi kungani ke ukunikwa isicoco lokhu marvelous akuhambelani labo. So I spoke to Ndibali, that is Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Let's hear what he said about the awarding of medals and heroes in general.
As EFF, we fully recognize the heroes celebrations, and we recognize the awards that have been given in recognition of the sacrifice that our freedom fighters who fought a good fight. Indeed, we agree that liberation heroes should be recognized and be valued because they delivered political freedom. And whilst as the EFF we are fighting for economic freedom, we remain indebted to freedom fighters, and we remain in full recognition of their sacrifice that they've managed to give to our country. We call upon our country to unite in development, to unite in peace, to unite in reconciliation. We are very much aware that the government is doing quite a lot to recognize Bana Chimbwito, Bana Sorenso. We do recognize all those who fought in the liberation struggle to free our country, to deliver political freedom. But this is the time for us to fight for economic freedom in our lifetime. As EFF, we fully recognize the...
Yeah, so le loge ngondibali ukhuluma ngkhona kuke ukuthi njenge FF EFF bona abameleni njalo bafisa ukuthi kwenziweni kwele Zimbabwe uphinde futhi wakhuluma la ngesindebele emavulas wathi ntinge itape yakhe esindebele yena ngulapha
sina njenge qembu le EFF lathi silokuthokoza okukhulu lokubonga okukhulu sibonga amaqhawe alwela inkululeko ilizwe lethu elise Zimbabwe siyabonga kakhulu kumazipra forces kumazanla forces abaletha ipolitical freedom kodwa thina sithi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi silwele umnotho welizwe esikubiza ngokuthi economic freedom in our lifetime. So we recognize the awards that have been given to all the freedom fighters. We encourage ukuthi hayi iHeroes Acre recognition yama heroes ase Zimbabwe recognition okufuze ihlonitshwe umuntu wonke ngoba amadoda lawa labo mama labo sisi labo bhuti bazinikela ukuthi befele inkululeko yikho ngakho sinje namhlanje kodwa thina abe economic freedom fighters sithi sesithatha from lapha sisiya phambili ukuze silethe uzibuse weAfrica jilikelele sisithi ama borders mayesuswe iAfrica ibe borderless ukuze sibe one ngoba ama heroes are not only in Zimbabwe, ama heroes are across Africa. Siyabonga.
There you are, Mabla. So he's talking a lot here about you know what heroes are all about and what should happen in Zimbabwe. You know, he says all those people that fought in the liberation struggle should be praised, you know, because they did a lot of work. So iko konoko ke Zuluganda.
Apo tukunzwa vanzima ndi varikutaura ivo pamusoro pepfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezuva ranhasi rinova riri iro zuva rekurangarira magamba taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachiwanikwa ivo vachipa mamenduro kune vamwe vavari kuti ivo vakabata mabasa munyika uyezve taona kuti panga paina amai Chesi Coventry ivava vari kubva kumaolympics vawanikwa vachipiwawo menduro mudzimai womutungamiri wenyika amai Auxilia Mnangagwa nevamwewo tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti titi Happy Women's Day kune madzimai ari muSouth Africa taona nhasi izororo ikoko uyezve madzimai akawanda ari kuwanikwa iwo achipembera zuva iri remadzimai munyika iyoyo.
With that, I think we've come to the end of our show today, and we are happy that we managed to pull through, Marvelous, and we are happy that, you know, the guys that went to the Olympics were always, you know, in touch with us, giving us a lot of information about what is going on at the Olympics, and we know that this is the way to go. So, but we wish to also thank those people that participated in our show today. We are talking about Patricia Davis, who is one of the golden girls. Remember the girls that actually landed the gold medal in hockey in the 1980 Olympic Games. And then we had Muzwetu Hatebe, who is a sports analyst, Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, and Frederick Ndlovu, who was actually leading everyone at the Olympics Games in Japan. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.